The ISD 166 School Board met for the last official meeting of 2009 last week. Beth Schwartz is the superintendent of Cook County Schools and joins us to talk about the year's end and what lies ahead. Beth, let's talk about the local property tax levy that was certified at Monday's meeting. Is that up, down? Is it enough?
The property tax levy is up about $114,000, and that's mainly due to the other post-employment benefits bonds that were sold in October. And unfortunately, it is not enough. We're looking at a substantial decrease in state funding due to a drop in enrollment and a number of the other revenues from both state and federal sources are very unpredictable right now. What a lot of folks maybe don't quite understand about the levy is that a lot of that money is earmarked for things like health and safety, safe routes to schools, community ed. The local property tax levy is not designated for things like salaries, instructional supplies, utilities, the things we do on a day-to-day basis. And that's significantly impacted by state and federal sources.
The governor is once again talking about not giving you your payments when you want them.
Yep, that's correct. We're anticipating that the shift will continue. Additionally, there's a lot of rumors out there floating around that because of the state forecast, we may end up losing some state funding as early as 2010-11.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. The board directed you to make recommendations for reductions in programs and positions. Is that a routine move or new role for you?
Well, it's somewhat routine in the fact that school districts across the state have been looking at reductions over the last several years. So it almost has the feeling of being routine. It shouldn't be routine, but again, because of the budget issues the state's been experiencing, it has become that way. And there are some pretty serious reductions that are going to be coming up in Cook County ISD 166. I'll be meeting with both licensed and non-licensed staff the first 2 weeks in January, and we're going to work on developing a list of potential reductions because we're looking at possibly as much as $700,000 over the next 2 years.
Now, reductions, would this be in instruction, in instructors?
When we're looking at the size of reductions that we are indeed facing, it will most certainly impact classroom. And so there will likely be some reductions in instructors. Over the last few years, we've reduced administration. We're down to a superintendent and a principal and a part-time dean. We have reduced secretarial staff. We've reduced janitorial staff. We've tried very hard to protect our instructional staff. Unfortunately, at this point, it doesn't look like that's going to be a possibility.
Recently, probably within the last 3 weeks, there were a number of school districts that were in the news that were considering going to a four-day week, and Cook County was mentioned, and I don't know, have you been talking more about that than recently? I know it was talked about at the earlier in the year.
What we've decided is that there is indeed enough research to support the academic benefits of a four-day week, and I made it really clear to the group investigating that unless there were some academic, potentially positive impacts, that it would not make sense. We weren't going to go to a four-day week just to save money. And the research shows an increase in attendance, better attendance, both by teachers and students, better morale, fewer dropouts. There's a number of academic positives that go along with the four-day week. We decided the 2010-11 school year was too early to do that for a number of reasons. One, being new. Two, the way the contract for the teaching staff falls. So we are looking at it for the fall of 2011. Before we make any decision, so no firm decision has been made, we will need to talk more with the public about it, and that'll be happening later this spring. The four-day week, if it were to happen in 2011, that would be another negotiation round, so that would give us a chance to pull the contract apart and really look at that. Mm-hmm. That was another reason for waiting to the fall of 2011.
Well, looking ahead, talk a little bit, if you would, about the possibility of what's been talked about, property tax referendum.
Yeah, property tax referendum, often referred to as an operating referendum, is when we go to the taxpayers to ask them for funds. Historically, the benefit of an operating referendum was that you could expand programs. You could look at adding things. More and more districts are going for operating referendums just basically to keep the lights on. And what we need to do is watch the state and federal funding to determine whether or not we're going to be able to expand or whether we're just looking at maintaining programming. We're going to need to make decisions and get that information out to the voters so they know what they're voting on. The school board is seriously considering an operating referendum for the fall of 2010. I think that decision has all but been made official. The discussions have just begun. So we're not keeping anything from the public. We just really don't have anything to share quite yet. As January, February, probably March comes around, we'll be at the point where we can really share with the voters what it is we're asking for, where the money is going to be spent. And I anticipate at this time that a lot of it will be spent on program maintenance, meaning that instead of further reductions, we'll be able to maintain what Cook County currently has.
Mm-hmm. Well, ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Jay.